Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak and Flow podcast, where we share unique experiences to help you build your effective communication and leadership. Today, we have Fanny Komota. She's the editor-in-chief. Hi, Fanny.
Hi.
Glad you're here. She's the editor-in-chief of Living Richly on a Budget.
Yes.
And she's also the author of two ebooks, Eat Gluten-Free on a Budget and also Eat Organic on a Budget. And she's a YouTuber. So she's doing a lot of content creation and bringing finance education to you. And so I'm so glad you're here. And so let's just jump right in. Fanny, I'm so curious. How did you get into this whole world anyways of budgeting, finance? And I love the concept of living richly on a budget and then bringing that content to your listeners, to the audience.
I've been like blogging since like 2006, so it's like a long time. And then I went through like after I was a wedding videographer first, and then I was blogging at the same time, and then I started to work in I was working in some marketing firms, and then I kept getting laid off, and I was like, oh, I need to somehow survive, like, because I was like newly married, and I'm like, okay, we're like living on one income, and how am I gonna get through? And so I started a blog, Living Rich on a Budget, and just because I want to learn how to save money and how to pay off debt. And back then, it's like it was just like only like certain voices out there. It's just like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, but it's like, what about there's only like one way to budget back then. I was like, what about like I want to create something more fun, like I created like a more colorful like budgeting worksheet, like a whole binder. And then I also did like a step-by-step system, because I was like, everyone has like budget worksheets, or like back then it was just like Excel or something that was black and white. So I created something more colorful, and then also a guide to go along with, because back then there's no really like a step-by-step guide that was together with some worksheets. So I started doing that, and then and then I started doing YouTube like in 2012. And back then I never wanted to be on camera. I have a degree in broadcasting, and I always enjoyed being behind the camera. I didn't want to be in front because I was very shy. I wasn't very confident. And I just decided to try because I want to create some videos. I think before I wanted to do a cooking kind of video thing, and I tried to work with someone else, but they just wanted me to like create all the content and they get to like all the attention. Like, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, why am I coming with the recipes and then you're going to cook and then it's going to look like you did it yourself? And it's like, I was like, that's not fair. So I was like, okay, I have to do it then. I have to be the face. And so I started, the first video was doing sugar-free chai recipe. Back then I was going through like food allergy, so I had to make everything from scratch. So I had to relearn how to cook from scratch, because I was allergic to a bunch of things, so I had to control everything. So I started creating that video, and I didn't have a tripod, and back then the technology was different because your phone couldn't hold that much video. I don't know if you remember back then, 2011, 2012, it's like you could film like a minute or so, and then your card is full, your phone is full already.
Right,
so then
right.
people started doing it on their computer, their laptop instead,
right,
because you
right.
could, it was better. But anyway, like,
well,
there's limits
okay,
back then.
So I want to break this down a
Yes.
bit, because you're saying all this rich information. I'm so inspired, because going back to when you were just trying to carve a niche for yourself and trying to figure out, who am I? What is this voice? How am I going to stand out in terms of, like you said, nobody had these sheets on a budget, or that parallels to a lot of the leaders that are audience members when they're still trying to figure out your niche, figure out your expertise. Because before you even speak, right, before you even express yourself, you want to always be mindful about, like, who am I? What is my niche? Or what do I want to be known for? And so did you ask yourself some questions at the time? What is everybody else doing? What are some of those questions that help you create your niche? Did you look around and say, nobody else is doing this, I should do this? Like, what
I
was
think
the
it's It's like I didn't really know what I was doing because I saw a lot of couponing blogs. I'm being honest, I didn't know. I like saw so many couponing blogs, so I started doing that, and then I was just like, I just tried different things until I
Try
found
different
like
things.
something that worked.
Okay,
So
so then that's one of the keys. Sometimes if we
yeah,
don't know, at least you just, it sounds like you just kept on doing things
I
and
just kept
trying
trying different things, and then
things.
even the video, like it took years to like figure out that recipes was working for me. Like the first couple of videos was really bad. I didn't know what I was saying. I was just like rambling on and on. And there wasn't a guide back then, like 2012 and 2013. No, not many people are doing YouTube. So it's not like you knew what to do. You're kind of like stumbling. So I would watch my videos. I'm like, oh, I didn't like how I did this and that. But after a certain amount of time of practice, then I start having a flow to it. And then like speaking flow, like you're.
Speaking of, what was the thing that you didn't like about your videos? Like, what did you avoid about? Did you not like the way you look, not like the
Yeah,
way you
like my
sound? Like, what is it?
mannerisms. I just like, oh, I don't like how I look and blah blah blah. And but then after practicing and after doing it so many times, I just didn't care anymore. I was like, whatever, I put it out. If it flops, it flops. I'm just practicing. And even it's actually good if you have a small following because it's like, oh, no one saw my video anyway, because I'm just practicing. And if it went bad, like whatever, I practice and then next one becomes a little bit better. And then until I hit like one, I did one in 2016 where like I just had my son. I was so tired, but I was like, Instant Pot just came out. I'm like, I want to show people how to use the Instant Pot. There's not many videos out there right now, right? So I just started filming. I did selfie mode with my phone. I didn't have makeup on. I didn't have a tripod. It wasn't polished. I was just like, I didn't know what I was going to say. I just started picking it up. I started filming myself. Here's how to use the Instant Pot. And then I released it on Black Friday and it like started picking up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But the thing is, like, the video was like really grainy. It was like really, I shot it in the wrong setting, but it didn't matter because I almost deleted it. And I was like, wait a minute, everyone's watching it. So I was like, okay, this one's picking up and now it has 1 million views. And it's because like it's the content. It doesn't matter. Like I didn't have makeup. I didn't know what I was saying, but it, you know, like people connected to it because the content was good. Like it showed them how to use Instant Pot. So.
And you're being real. Like it was a, it didn't, I think there's a part of it that people like about that, about
Yeah.
just being you, authentic you, and not staged. And I mean, it just
Yeah.
was all so authentic.
I think so. It wasn't like I was trying
And
to
plus
be
the
someone
content.
else.
You got to do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, yeah. So it wasn't, yeah, it was like good content plus you being you.
Yes. So I
That's
was like,
so cool.
wow, this one's powerful. Like YouTube is powerful. Like I just didn't I don't know. I was just blown away by it. I always knew that video was powerful. I fell in love with it when I was like 15. I started like learning about it in high school and they started having some classes at school and I'm like, oh, this is so interesting. And I remember even when I went to college, people were like, why are you studying video? Right? People didn't understand, but I was like, I know it's a powerful medium because it's like it impacts people. Like you're demonstrating something and then people like can see how you're doing it and then it's like you're showing them in person. It's like something so powerful now, like it's so big. It's like everything is video, like every platform has video. And
And
it's
now you have
something,
about 10,000
yeah, 10,000
subscribers.
subscribers. It took a long
Woo,
time to build
woo.
that. And it's a big milestone
It's
that I'm
huge.
happy for. It was a lot of trying over and over again. I almost gave up. It's like I almost gave up so many times. It's like, oh, I'm
Did you
never gonna reach
really?
it. I'm so close to it. I was like, forget it. Like I give
Really?
up.
How
And
many
then when
times
I
did you
almost
want to
gave up,
give up?
that's when it like hit. I'm
Hit
like, okay, we
something.
made. Yeah.
How many times? Like you over the course. So how many years has it been? 10 years.
2012, so more than
Okay.
10 years.
More than 10 years. And so how
Yeah.
many times do you wanted to give up, you think?
A lot of times. Was like, what am I doing on YouTube? I was like, look at all these people doing so much better than, you know, like you kind of compare yourself and you're like, whatever, I have my own path and I have kids. Like I'm taking care of kids and trying to do this at the same time when I have time. So I was like, I can't do the thing where people are like, oh, do it every week. I can't do it. It's like so hard.
It is really
But
hard. How
I
much do
think
you do?
I'm happy with the progress. So,
How many videos do you do a week or a month?
I don't know. I'm not on a consistent basis, right? I took a little break because I was
Okay.
trying to
Yeah.
figure out my niche again. And the whole
Right.
niche thing, sometimes it's like, do I need to be in a niche? I'm like in cooking and like saving money. But I feel like I can't put that constraint on myself. It's like I have to just try different things and see what works. So,
Like you said, that's what you
yeah.
did. That's how you got successful in the first place, right? You're just trying. Sometimes we
Yeah.
don't know what we're gonna do, and but then it's when you keep trying, you start to you won't be able to figure it out if you don't try. There's nothing to figure out
Yeah.
because we're avoiding.
It's
So as
just, you
long as
just
you're
have to
taking
be,
action.
yeah, just be confident enough to take a chance and being like, I'm trying. And even if it doesn't work out, I mean, if it doesn't like have the success that I think I want it, you know, to have, it's still fine because I'm still like practicing. It's still gonna get me to another level. So,
Yeah. What are you and so what are you thinking about your videos and your YouTube channel? The next phase, are you trying to carve out another niche or evolving? What
yeah,
do you
I'm
think?
thinking about more like going into like teaching people how to do videos more. And
Oh,
I'm
okay.
thinking about that kind of niche because I feel like there's not a lot of people doing that, like teaching people how to film and edit. Yeah. So
So you film and
I'm
edit
gonna
all
do,
your videos.
I do.
Oh,
I edit
got
all, I
it.
film and edit. So I film it
Wow.
myself and then I edit it. Yeah.
And then have you been able to make some money and a living off of it? Or how do
I
you?
did, and then but I think during the pandemic everything changed because like how the ad income advertisers kind of pulled out from Google. So I know like YouTube, like the income dropped a lot. So
Got
it's
it.
like up and down as an online entrepreneur. Like I was making like enough to pay rent before, and then it goes up and down. So it's kind of like you had to keep adjusting. Yeah.
Entrepreneurship, that's what it's about, right? I mean, even when you walk into a retail store, don't you notice sometimes there's nobody there, and then all of a sudden one person goes in, and then all the other people go in into the retail store at the same time? Have you ever noticed that, the
Oh
phenomenon?
yeah.
So everybody comes together and then they
No.
all leave. Like, oh yeah. I mean, because my parents used to own a restaurant and all the customers would come at the same time and then they all would leave. Retail's like that too. The same thing with entrepreneurship. You're gonna have these ups and downs and ups and downs, and so it's more of a matter of when you go up, you don't come so down. trying to keep the downward to you're going to go up and down. Like there's no way out of it.
Yeah.
But the key is when we come down with our finances, trying not to go so far low in the finances before it goes back up. Just know that your finances will go up. You'll evolve if you don't when you don't stop, right? You'll evolve, you'll get it, you know, so just continue to try and you'll go back up. Yeah, with
Yeah.
financing
I've
and
also seen a lot
figuring
of
out, yeah.
people like pivoting, like after 10 years,
Yeah.
they do something else. So
Yeah. I
I'm
mean,
at
'cause
that
if you,
mark now.
yeah, when you're putting out content, when you're putting out any information, if you're bored with it, it's not gonna work. If
Yeah.
you gotta be true to yourself, right? True to the passion of your content, true to the passion
Yeah.
of what you're bringing to the world. And that's true for when we speak, whether we're doing video or whether we're doing a presentation, you gotta dig deep into your passion and finding out like, so the fuel, because your energy is actually contagious. When you're happy delivering your content, that's what draws people in. People,
Okay.
happiness is contagious. Also sadness. If you're grumpy and irritated, people can see that in your content. And maybe on YouTube it's actually catchy. That's fine, right? It depends, like, you know, what your brand is. And so yeah, if you're feeling a little bit, yeah, like you want to change, go find that. You've done it before. You've done it before in terms of carving out the niche that makes you happy and makes and also puts out great content. And so that's what people want to hear and love.
So I'm taking a little
So
break to figure out like what I'm which direction I'm
wanted
going
to.
to right now.
But
But I
like you said,
also,
maybe the video, maybe helping people learn video.
yeah, I'm very passionate about video and video production. Like, I really love it. But I haven't ever taught it before. And yeah.
No, and then when you're talking about it just now, I can hear it. You're like, it's so
Yeah.
powerful. Video is powerful. It's so key. I get, you know, because people get to see you, they get to feel it, and they almost
Yeah.
feel like they know you.
Yeah, they feel like they know you. And I think what I want to say on your podcast is like I started like not wanting to be on video and now I am on YouTube and now I have 10,000 subscribers and it's like that could be you too. Like it's like You have to
Yes.
get over the fear and you have to just keep trying and you're gonna fall.
Yes.
It's not gonna be perfect right away. You're not gonna get
Right.
viral like the first video. It's like you have
Yeah.
to keep trying, and then as you keep trying, everything builds up to like you build more confidence,
Yeah.
and there's like more of a flow when I film. Like now I know like what I'm gonna say and how it's gonna be and how my shots are gonna be, and it's easier as you keep going, and then it helped me. I think being on YouTube just gave me more confidence in just speaking in general. Like, 'cause it's like, oh, I'm not afraid. I do YouTube. Like, whatever. Like, I already speak in front of a camera. People already hear me. And I also see my daughter. Like, she watched me like so many times. And then when she did a video and she was very smooth, I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, she was like watching me. Like, she like gets practice. I was like, wow. Like, she's doing well. Like, she could speak in front of a camera too. And like, I was like, just shocked. I was like, your kids are watching you know?
Yeah, they're watching. That's so cool. I'm so glad that you had her. You're her role model. Yeah, for that. It'll help build her confidence too. Yeah, to get herself out there. Well, thank you so much for sharing your inspirational story. What would you share to someone or say to someone if they are afraid to start their videos?
I think just go for it. If it's like a nudge that you keep feeling like I want to be on YouTube, I want to be on it. Like I know a lot of people want it and then it's like they don't ever try because they're scared. Just the thing is the technology is here. You have the phone. There's a lot of editing programs out. It's not like back then where it's so difficult, like where 20 years ago you had to buy a $3,000 camera. You had to like get an expensive computer and it was so hard to get a video out. Now it's like you have no excuse. It's just like your fear. You have to get over the fear. Just start practicing filming yourself, start talking to it, and just post it. Like, so what? Like, you know what? No one's gonna see it in the first, when you first post it, no one's gonna see it anyway. It's like, you're just practicing, and over time, you're gonna build an audience. You're gonna build a connection. You can hear from people talking to you, like, oh, that video was so great. Like, I get comments where, like, that video really helped me. And I'm like, oh, really? It's like, okay, I have an impact. There's an impact when you're doing video. You're connecting with them, you're helping them, and it's like they're hearing your voice. Your voice matters. I think what I learned from this whole thing is like my voice matters. Like before, I felt like I didn't have the confidence because I was like, oh, why do people want to hear from me? But then it's like, oh, I have a unique perspective. Also, there's not a lot of Asian people in the online space, right? Like it's like when I was like in a summit like last month, I was like the only Asian person in there. I did one like a couple years ago, and I was like one of three Asian women. I'm like, there's not a lot of us, so it's like there needs to be more of our voices out there.
I
So
love
just go for it,
that.
just try. It doesn't like, so what if it doesn't, like you don't know until you try. Don't like have to regret later when you're old and you're like, I wish I did it. Just go for it. Doesn't matter.
I love that. Thank you. And you have a planner, right? Oh, a YouTube planner.
I have a YouTube planner on my blog as well. You can check it out. And
So
then
we'll put it into the show notes so that people
also
can
my
access
Budgeting
it.
Made Easy worksheet and guide. So,
Yeah, so helpful. Thank you, Fanny. Thank you. That was really helpful and inspirational. I love your unique perspective and how you've overcome it. It's because you did it. And when you can do it and you're sharing this experience, I hope that people are also inspired by you and motivated to take action, especially if they have that nudge to start their videos.
Thank you so much for having
Yeah.
me.
Oh, thank you so much. And reach out to Fanny if you actually want some more support with YouTube or budgeting, and food and cooking.
Thank you so
So thank
much.
you, Fanny. Take care, everyone. Until next time, listeners, it's good to see you and be with you. All right. Bye.